This Geetam is Varaveena Mridupani in the Ragam Mohanam, set to the Rupakatalam, Chatushrajati. The Sahityam of the Geetam goes as follows. Varaveena Mridupani Vanaruha Lochana Rani Suruchira Bambhara Veni Suranuta Kalyani Nirupama Shubhaguna Lola Nirati Jaya Pradashila Varadapriya Ranganayaki Vanchita Faladayaki Sarasijasana Janani Jaya Jaya Jaya. So the meaning of these lines are: Varaveena Mridupani means you hold the divine veena, vara means divine, in your soft hands. Mridu is soft, pani means hands. Vanaruha Lochana Rani, you are the queen of the omniscient Vishnu, Rani. Your eyes, Lochana, are like the lotus petals, Vanaruha. Suruchira Bambhara Veni, your beautiful tresses or hair, Veni, Suruchira means beautiful, resemble the bees, Bambhara. Suranuta Kalyani, the devas or suras, which is the opposite of asura, worship your auspicious form. Kalyani means, Kalyanam is auspicious, Kalyani is auspicious form. Nuta means to worship. Sura Nuta Kalyani. Nirupama Shubha Guna Lola. Nirupama means you have unequaled virtuous qualities. Shubha Guna. Guna means quality. Shubha is again virtuous. Lola means you are the one who has all this, or you like all these qualities. Nirati Jaya Pradashila. You give endless victory. Nirati means endless. And Prada means to give, Sheila. Varada Priya Ranganayaki. Varada is Vishnu. You are the wife of Vishnu or consort of Vishnu. Priya Ranganayaki, you are Ranganayaki, the consort of Lord Ranganada. Vanchita Phaladayaki, you grant boons. Dayaki, the desired boons of your devotees. Vanchita is desired. Phala means the fruits of their wishes. Sarasijasana Janani. Sarasijasana refers to Brahma. Sarasija Asana. Asana means one who is seated on a Sarasija or a lotus. Janani is mother. Oh, mother of Brahma. Jaya Jaya Jaya. Victory to you. Jaya. The Arohana Arohana goes as follows. So the usual format of the classes is we'll do the flat notes first, then go to the Gamaka forms, and then do the Gamaka forms, and then do the Akaram and higher speeds. Sa ri ga pa dha sa sa dha pa ga ri sa sa ri. Now this Rishabham is a higher Rishabham or a Chatushruta Rishabham, which is higher than the Shuddha Rishabham seen in Maya Mala Gola and Malahari, etc. Sari is higher than Sari Gama. That's what you learn in Maya Mala Gola. But this is a higher Rishabham. Sari, higher in frequency. Ga is the same as Maya Mala Gola. Ga, or it's known as Antar Gandharam. Sari Ga. But there's no Madhyamam here. It's Panchamam Devatam Shajjam. There's no Nishadam also. It's therefore called an Audava Raga. Audava Raga. Or Audava stands for five notes in both in Arohana and Avarohana. Ga Pa Dha Sa Dha again is a higher Devatam compared to Dha used in Maya Malavagola. Dha Sa Dha Pa Ga Ri Sa. It's very symmetric. Sa ri ga pa da sa da pa ga ri sa. Ri ga pa da sa ri ga ri sa da pa ga ri sa. Sa ri ga pa da sa sa da pa ga ri sa. Sa ri ga pa da sa sa da pa ga ri sa. Okay, we go on to this Geetam and we'll come back again to the Gamakam version of the Arohana Arohana later.
Ga gha pa pa
Sa-da-pa-sa-sa. So you should normally first learn the swarams of the Gitam, followed by the Sahityam. So we do it that way. Ga-ga, it's a gjanta, which means that ga, the second ga, should be bounced. Or ga-ri-ga, it comes ga-ga, ga-ga-ri-ga. Ga gha pa pa. So you have a dirgam of pa followed by a janta of pa dirgam. Pa pa dha pa sa sa. Again, janta there. Ri sa dha dha pa. Ri, ri sa dha dha pa. Again, there dhaivatam was a janta. Ri sa dha dha. Okay, that was a janta. Pa dha pa ga gha ri. Ga gha is a janta. Ri ga pa da sa dha dha pa. Ga pa da sa dha dha pa ga ga ri. It comes like that, okay? Ga pa da sa dha. Dhapa, no, there the dhapa is a janta there. Dha, because the prior note was a devatam. Pa ga gha, it's a janta there. Ga gari gari. Ga gari. Ga gha da pa ga. Okay, ga gha da pa ga, pa ga gari sa. That is the line. Ga gha da pa ga pa ga gha ri sa. Pa gha gha is a janta there. Ri sa and sa a, you should say like that. Ga gha gha gha, so multiple janta there. Ga gha gha gha. Okay, so all the second, third and fourth gandharam should be bounced. Ga gha 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 ri gha. Ri ga pa ga pa pa. So the pa pa, second pa is a janta. Ga ga da pa dha dha pa sa sa. Ga ga da pa da da pa sa sa. Da ga ri ri sa sa. Da ga ri ri is a janta. Sa sa is a janta. Da ga ri ri sa sa. Da sa da dha dha pa. Da sa da dha dha pa. Ga pa da sa da pa. Da pa ga gha ri sa. Ga pa da sa da pa ga gha ri sa. Sa ri ga gha. Ga ri pa ga ri. Sa ri ga 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 ri pa ga ri. Sa ri sa ga ri sa. Sa ri sa ga ri sa. Okay, let's go to the Sahityam. So first you should learn it in this form. Make sure that the swaras you sing are clean and each length pa a means it should be held twice for two aksharams. It should be held for the correct time and clean, sharp articulation of the swaras, clear, loudly, open your mouth and sing. Those are the rules for the swaras. Okay, and if in Sahityam the rule is, you should know what the word you are singing is. So in this case, Varaveena, Varaveena, Varaveena. These are two words, or you can sing that as one word. So each word you sing has to be in a single breath. And you should not cut it in the middle, or you should not slur it. Or in that sense, veena, veena, if you do like that, it's a slur. Even though you are unconsciously, you might be slurring, you should watch out. So the key thing is to listen to what you are singing. Varaveena. Okay, and it should be projected, or a listener should be able to listen to it and be inspired by it. Okay, so Varaveena. Varha, and it goes just like this. Varam ga gha pa pa. even the janta should be clear in the sahityam also. Varaha, you see that the janta is clear. Ga 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 ri ga varaha. The second ga only bounces, not the first ga. Okay, that's a common mistake in jantas. Veena, varaveena should sound like one word. Mridu pani. So take in a deep breath, and when you exhale as you are singing the notes, it should sound like one word. It should not like go back to catch another breath in between this word. Mridu pani dapa sa sa dapa sa sa mridu pani risa dada pa risa dada comes as the word vanaruha is the lotus petals. Okay, those are the meanings. Good idea is to remember the meanings. Vanaruha lochana rani. Your eyes are like the lotus petals and you are the queen of Vishnu. Vanaruha dada janta vanaruha risa dada. Vanaruha is one word. Okay, low. Okay, when you say lochana, the low should be projected a little bit louder so that people know it's the beginning of a new word. Lochana rani padapagari lochana rani gapada sada suruchira bambara veni. Okay, suruchira is four aksharams. Gapada sa comes suruchira. Suruchira means it's beautiful. Suruchira, ruchi is taste, very beautiful in terms of abstract taste. Suruchira bambara. Bambara is bees. Bhambhara dadhapa. See, the janta is projected and the dhirgam is also projected. Dhirgam is dha a. Bhambhara veheni gaghari gari gaghari veheni. Veheni is one with a beautiful hair, or the hair. Veheni stands for the hair or the tresses of the goddess. Surhanuta gaghadapa surhanuta. Surhanuta means worshipped by the devas. Sura is the opposite of asura and it stands for the devas in this case. Nuta means, or vinuta, nuta, all these words are for praying or worshipping. These devas worship your auspicious form. Kalyani stands for auspicious form of the goddess. Surhanuta kalyani gaghata paga paga ghari sa kalyani ka apaga ghari sa kalya aani. Okay, that is the way you do it. Nirupama. Nirupama means unequal. Nirupama. Nirupama shubha guna. And remember, Nirupama was four jantas. Ga 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 ga. So the three second gandharams should be bounced starting from the second one. Nirupama shubha guna riga paga lola. Shubha guna means virtuous qualities. Lola means one who enjoys these or one who has these. Lola lola. Okay, lola papa nirati jaya pratha pradashila gaga dapa daa dapa saa saa. Nirati gagada nirati jaya pada dapa saa saa பிரதஷீலா, வரதா பிரிய ரங்கநாயகி, வரதா பிரிய தகரீரிசா ரங்கநாயகி தசாதாதாப, ரங்கநாயகி வாஞ்சித்தம் கபத சவாஞ்சித்தம் ஃபலதப தாயகி தாப ககரிச தாயகி சரசிஜா சரிகாகா ககரி பகரி சன சரசிஜாசன ஜனனி. Sarasijasana recall is Brahma who is seated on a lotus. Seated is asana.
Sana janani pagari jaya 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 sarisa garisa.
Okay, now the next thing you should practice in a Gitam is akaram. That is, instead of doing the sahityam, you can just do A. A corresponds to ga ga pa a pa a.
A I sa da dha pa.
So this aksharam should be flashing through your mind as you're doing the akaram, which is known as swaragnanam.
Da pa ga gha ri a,
and open your mouth fully, project the a. Now don't sing at a, o, r, and those are known as slurs. A should be projected.
A ga pa da sa da pa ga gha ri.
That's what we sang.
Gaga da pa ga. A a
a. So watch out whether you're nasalizing the a. That is a a. If you do that, it comes from the nose. A means your vocal cords are actually producing that a.
A ga pa ga pa pa a da pa sa sa a da ga ri ri sa sa da sa da dha dha pa a ga pa da sa da pa a da pa ga ga ri sa a. A ga ri pa ga ri a sariza gariza.
Okay, and the next thing you should do is do this all faster.
Varavina mridupani a vanaruhalochana rani a suruchirabambharaveni a a சுரநுத கல்யாணி ஆனி ஆ நிருபம சுப குண லோல ஆ ஆ.
So it's tough there. See, gha 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 gha, ah ha ha ha, ah ha ha ha. Nirata jay, nirati jaya pradashila, ah ha ha ha, ah ha ha ha. Varada priya ranganayaki, ah ha ha ha. वांछित फलदायकी आ सरसी झासन जननी जय 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 आ ओके एंड द फाइनल थर्ड स्पीड आ सो हियर इट मेक्स योर अकारम मूव लिटिल फास्ट यू शुड डू इट फर्स्ट इन स्वरम्स गग प प gaga pa pa and the janta should be heard clearly gaga pa pa da ba sa sa gaga pa pa da ba sa sa ri sa da da pa da ba ga ga ri varavina mrudu pani varavina mrudu pani vanruha lochana rani surujira bambara veni gaba da sa da da ba ga ga ri ah see even though you're doing akaram every swaram is visualized suranuda kalyani okay gagada bagappa gagarisa that is what it was gagagagari gabaga papa nirupama shubha guna lola nirata jaya pradashila nirati jaya pradashila gagada badadda basatsa aa dagari ri sa da 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 pam varada priya rangarayaki aa aa vanchita baladayaki vanchita baladayaki aa sarasi jhasana janani sa sariga gagari pagari ha jaya 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 sari dagari da ah okay so that is the way you practice that in so these are all the ways of doing the plain notes or in other words the notes have no gamaka or oscillatory behavior around them now we go to the aspect of the geetam with the oscillatory or gamakam aspect so first we'll do the arohana arohana so that we understand what is the base sari So the usual way of oscillation is some notes are held relatively flat or perfectly flat like shajjamam panchamam shajjamam are held flat now gandharam is relatively flat in this ragam but you can give it some janta or you can make it slide from panchamam or you can give a small anuswaram or small oscillation around gandharam itself so these are sort of the anchor notes and then the usual rule of gamakam is you either oscillate around the note itself slightly which means an anuswaram is used even though the swaram doesn't exist in the ragam you just give a touch of it to provide a sort of wavy feel to the expression the normal rule canonical or the basic rule is you do an oscillation between that note and the nearest anchor or the anchor on the way up or nearest anchor on the way up or on the way down sari notice here sagari gari 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 is the actual gamakam for re sari you're just doing that by saying ee ga is flat or ga it's a small slight oscillation around the gandharam area which is permissible even though the madhyam doesn't exist ga okay now that is known as an anuswaram okay pa da sa pa sa da sa da sa da sa da sa so each arohana arohana twice you have to do the gamakam sari sa ga ri ga ri is one unit for rishabham pa sa da sa da sa okay so unit for devatam sada pa sa sa da sa da pa gari pa ga pa pa ga okay the ga slides from panchamam is okay ri sa ga ri ga ri sa ಕೆನೋ ಸರಿ ಸರಿ ಅವ್ರ ಅರೌಂದ್ ರಿಷಮ್ ರೀ ಗರೀ ಅವ್ರ ದೇವತಂ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಆಸೋಲೇಷನ್ ಅರೌಂದ್ ದಟ್ ಏರಿಯಾ ಇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನುಸ್ವರಂ ಓಕೆ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಲೌಡ್ ಬಟ್ ದಿ ಕೆನಾನಿಕಲ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಆಸೋಲೇಟ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಗಾಂಧಾರಂ ಆರ್ ಷಡ್ಜಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಆಂಕರ್ ನೋಟ್ಸ್ ನೌ ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ಹೌ ದಿ ಗೀತಂ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್ Okay, now janta is actually a form of gamakam, but if you sublimate it, that is, you make it go a little bit slower. Ga gari ga ga gari ga varavina. Okay, observe that. Now that becomes a little more subtle and wavy expression. Vara ga gari ga ga small anuswaram around gandharam gari ga pa pa ga pa. Okay, it's a janta for panchamam but made sung as pa ga pa. Vara ga gari ga vara veenam mridu mridu padada pa paani mridu pani pasada pasa sam pana dagari sam pan comes from gari right dagari sa pana ruhallo sada sada pa pana ri sada 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 pa ruhallo channa adava rani gagari ri the tree you should observe that ri gari or gari 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 that's also gari najrani it's a little more less subtler version that was surucirapam bara suru ga pa small oscillation around gandharam pa chira chira pa sa da sa da sa suru chira bam sa da sa da sa da sa da va bhar sa da va bam bhar veni ga ga ri sura nuta ga ga da ba kal ga nya ni pa ga ga ri za ni ru pa ma ga 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 ri ga okay so the jantas are sublimated there ga 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 ri ga now that itself is expression of a janta in the gana gamakam form nirupama only the last one comes gariga shubhagarigariga okay now that's a very catchy or a brisk form of the gamakam garigariga gari observe that ga even though you sing riga riga the gamakam anchors around gandharam gandharam for a long time gari gari ga shubha gari ga that's what it is guna pa ga lo la pa pa nirati ga ga sa ga sa da nirati jaya pa sa pa sa da sa da pradashila dapasa sam varada priya dagada small devatam or small gamakam around the devatam area dagga or gadara da dagari gari priya sa sa ranga dasa nayaki da 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 va vanchita ga pa ga ga pa da pa sa da sa
वांछित फल सदा दायकी असदा भग भगरी
गग कम्स एस पग पग
दायकी गरीज सरसी झासन
Sari is hanging around in the Shajjamam area, anchor for a long time. And then Sari Gariga comes with it.
Sarasi Jasana.
Sarasi Jasana.
Sanangagari. Janani. Ripagari. Ripabagari. Gari. Jaya 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 Zariza Gariza.
Now the same thing you can do faster.
Varavina Mradupani Sabasasa.
Okay.
Vanaruhalo Rizadadava Rizadadava Vanaruhalochanarani Dava Savagagari Suruchirabam Barangapasasa Dadava Sadasadava Veni Gagagari Suranuta Kalyani Gagadava Gapagagariza Yani Nirupama.
So observe that the Anuswaram is reduced here. Basically you just compress everything else.
Nirupama Shubha Guna Lola Nirata Jaya Gagadabada Pradashila Dabasabasasa Varada Priya Dagari ri kari kari sa sa Rangana yagi dhas sada sada da da ba Vanchita bhala da ba da sa da ba da da.
Each gamakam merges into the other.
Vanchita bhala da yagi da ba da ba 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 riza Sarasi jasana Sarigaga,
that ga is projected out.
Sarigaga, sarasi jasana janani, gari riba gari riba bagari gari, jaya 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 gari zagari zan, varavina mrudupani.
Okay, now here when you do faster, it becomes closer and closer like the flat notes. But still, you should give a flavor of the gamakam whenever possible.
Varavinam,
pretty much it's flat.
Mridu pani, sabasasa.
That quickly touches the gamakam sadapa.
Mridu pani,
janta should be clearly heard.
Vanaruhalo, 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 chanarani, vanaruhalo, chana,
vanaruhalo, chana,
vanaruhalo, chana, chana, savarani. Gagari Suruchirabham Gapadasada Bharaveni Sabagagari Suruchirabham Bharaveni Suranuta Kalyani Gagatabaga Pagagariza Nirupama Shubhaguna Lola Gagagagari Gapagapapa Nirati Jaya Pradashila Gagatabada Dabasasa Varada Priyam Dagari Rizasa Rangana Yagi Dasada Dadava Vaji Dabalada Yagi Gabada Dadava Dabaga Gariza Sarigaga Zarazi Jasana Janani Jaya 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 Zariza Gariza.
Okay, again, all these can be done in Akaram.
Sada basa sam.
See, everything should be clear. every aspect should be clear.
Gari gori gagada baga pagagari gagagari gapaga papa gagadavada sadavasasa adaga ririsasa tasadadadava gapadasadava
that also can come. Okay, it comes to that. Okay, so the akaram, you have to keep your hold your breath, but still project the swarams and gamakams appropriately. So again, you can do this in higher speed. Faster speed. So when you're doing, the karam should also be clearer. So even the simple Geetam contains a lot of the essence of the ragam. Okay, please practice all these aspects one by one. Only then you can say that you've mastered the Geetam, and these are the ways of practicing. Just like I sung for you, that is the way to practice. You should do each phrase separately, and whenever you cannot don't know any longer phrase, break it up till you get it correctly. Okay, thanks, bye.